Welcome to PR After Hours, your twice weekly cocktail of business, PR, and marketing tips hosted by me, Alex Greenwood. Every week, we bring you virtual happy hours featuring business advice from entrepreneurs and leading thinkers in PR, marketing, and business. We're going to get started in just a moment, so stick with us.
Hi, this is Angelo Ponzi, the host of the Business Growth Cafe podcast, and you're listening to PR After Hours.
Okay, one of the things I get dinged about in my new book, The Podcast Option, and in my just daily life running a couple of podcasts, is by the occasional prospective guest who balks at the idea of using an external microphone. Why can't I just use the microphone that's built into my computer? It's not that big a deal. I use it on Zoom all the time. Well, here's a little ammo here. Great story on ThroughlineGroup.com. Let me just quote from this. One of the more maddening glitches of any presentation, virtual or in person, is a speaker who is hard to hear. How can you effectively train employees, persuade investors to buy in, or sell potential clients on your latest product if they struggle to make out what it is that you're saying? They continue to say, beyond the obvious shortcomings such audio difficulties produce, anxious coworkers, and lost opportunities, recent research reveals that your audience will judge you and your content less favorably when audio is subpar. Okay, there's a whole article here that'll be in the show notes, but let me just cherry pick a few bits of it here that I want you to hear. They did some experiments, some psychologists did, and they set out to discover if audiences would judge identical content differently based on the technical merits of the transmission. Spoiler alert, they did. For the first experiment, the researchers divvied up nearly 100 participants to watch talks given on YouTube about a physics or engineering topic. The researchers altered some to create more muddled audio and adjusted others to increase the clarity of the speaker's voice. In other words, one group saw a, quote, good, unquote, version of the physics talk and a, quote, bad, unquote, engineering clip. Another saw a high-quality engineering talk and a poor-quality physics talk. And the big-picture result was this. The technical quality of the recording had the power to alter the audience's take on the credibility and qualifications of the researcher as well as the validity of the research itself. Okay, just stepping back from just presentations, talking about podcasts. I can tell you this, I can tell almost to the second when people tune out of episodes of my show. And a lot of the time, I think some of the reasons are the shows go a little too long, which I'm working on for our next season. I'm going to try and get our guests down to about 15 minutes, keep the shows less than 20 minutes. That's one issue. But also it's because I've noticed that a lot of the shows where the guest coincidentally was using an external mic for their computer, the sound quality wasn't as good, or maybe they just had a bad connection. I always try, if the connection's bad, to ask the guest, hey, let's reload Zoom. Let's see if we can make this sound a little better, that kind of thing. It doesn't always work. Not everybody has the time to do that. And I'm certainly been guilty of it myself when I've been in a hurry to just try to muddle through and try to edit and post and make it sound as good as I can. But ultimately, the point is this, if you want to be heard clearly, eliminate. And when I say be heard clearly, if you want people to listen to you and understand clearly what you're saying, remove any and all obstacles to that. So first things first, is your sound quality good? If you're doing a video show, is the video quality good? Is there anything distracting anybody from your message? Okay, there's a lot of tips in this Throughline article. I'm going to include a link in the show notes and remind you, if you're looking for tips and ideas and my theories about podcasting after 15 years in podcasting and broadcasting, I'd like you to pick up or consider picking up, as I say, choosing the podcast option, which is my new ebook. It's exclusively to Amazon.com. It, when initially rolled out, did really well on the charts. I think people like it. There's some good reviews rolling in. So I'd invite you to click the link in the show notes and pick up your copy. It's very affordable, and I think it will help you. Just, again, as I said previously, you know, I don't do this to be kind of like the dictator of the podcast, and I don't do this to try to make people feel bad or expect people to go out and spend tons of money on an expensive microphone. The good news is, if you're doing anything on Zoom or you're doing anything involving podcasting and stuff, the USB microphones are so simple to use, and they're very, very affordable these days. In fact, I might put a link or two in the show notes of some of my favorites that I think you should look into. And as a reminder, we are an Amazon affiliate, and if you buy something through there, we get a little spiff back from Jeff Bezos and company, and we could all use that. So again, remember, if you want to be listened to, make sure you can be clearly heard. Oh, you know what that means? Looks like it's last call here at your virtual lounge for PR news, views, and interviews. Don't forget, you can ask me a question anytime. You can do it through our Twitter account, which is @OursPR. Or, even better, you can send me a message vocally. I would love to hear your voice, and I'll answer it on the show. There's a link in the show notes. All you have to do is sign up through Anchor FM. It's free, doesn't take long. And you record your message, I get the message, I will play your audio, just give me your first name and the city you live in, and then I will answer the question to the best of my ability right here on the show. Don't forget too, if you're enjoying this podcast, you can support it and help increase the frequency and value of the show. Just consider being a sponsor for your brand or your agency or just yourself because you're like, I like this show. Or just drop a few coins in the virtual tip jar. Either way, there's links in the show notes. Please check that out. All of that, of course, being in the show notes where you're listening right now or at trafterhours.com. I see that they're turning up the lights. Last call is over, and I've got to clean up this virtual lounge. And until next time, I'm Alex Greenwood, and you've been listening to PR After Hours on Anchor FM.